Dave Ellis Soul Show.
Wonderful tracks from Mo Pleasure's forthcoming EP, Are You Down, featuring Mo on vocals, and then Raining on My Windowpane, lovely singer called Shantae Khan. I'm very pleased to say that Mo's with us here at Soul Towers, along with Steve from Bricket Wood Club, where they'll be playing, and Kedma. So, Mo, welcome.
Hey, Dave, it's good to see you again.
Fantastic. So, tell us all about how the EP came about.
You know, it's actually kind of an extension of my first album, which was called Elements of Pleasure. You and I were talking about that. And it was, you know, the concept of that album was to kind of not just show off myself and my music, but as well as my, you know, other musicians that are on the album and other legendary and emerging artists, such as Philip Bailey was on the first album. And what I wanted to do was just continue that whole thing. And just really feature people that I work with over a 35-year career. So Mo Elements of Pleasure is that same kind of thing, funky, sweet ballads what I hope are really, really good songs that I've collaborated with people with all over the world. And also to introduce some emerging artists that are here in London and Copenhagen and back in the States. As I've been here in London in 4 years, I've been working with a lot of young emerging artists. So we've been doing a lot of writing and production, and I'm trying to like show that off on the album as well.
And we're very lucky to have these two preview tracks. When is the EP going to be released?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm looking for like late fall release at this point. And, you know, I'm excited about the EP coming up because that'll be a little, you know, teaser as to what's to come.
And I'm really excited about your appearance in Bricket Wood next week at around about this time. Tell us about that.
Yes, I'm really excited about that. You know, I've come to play at this particular spot. It's called the Bricket Wood Social Club, and they do a really great job. I played there about three or four times now already, and I'm really excited this time because we're going to be playing upstairs, which is being developed by Steve Micklewright, and the people there at the club, into a very very cool club. Very cool music venue, like something you would say like they're Ronnie Scott's or something like that, you know, beautiful decor and, you know, great social atmosphere, great sound, and, you know, jazz and funk and every other variety of music there is. So we're kind of like kicking it off for something that should happen sometime early next year.
Steve.
Yeah, thanks, Mo. Bricket Wood Social Club, I mean, what can I say? It's the hub of the village in a way, and we are now going to move the club forward. We've got a venue upstairs, which we're having a major refurb early in the new year, with the prospect of starting to put on some really big gigs there. As Mo mentioned, we're looking at a Ronnie Scott style venue and bringing what people have to go into London for, bringing it here into the village. As Mo said, he's performed there a couple of times now, and he's gaining a very, very big fan base along with Kedma. And we can't wait for Saturday. We've got the Mo Pleasure Band up there. Tickets are available. You can contact the club or myself. And if you want tickets, please do give me a call. 07884 350 398. And we'll arrange for you to come along and enjoy the evening.
Thanks, Steve, and we hope to be down there as well, recording the programme for a later broadcast. So, how about the band, Mo?
Yeah, my band, I'm so excited about them. It's an all-star band. We've got on drums Josh, we call him Nasty, Josh McKenzie, who's like one of the premier drummers here. He's actually plays with Labyrinth and a whole bunch of other, you know, just about everybody can name. Luke Smith on the keyboards, who was George Michael's music director, as well as Michael Brown on guitar, who was also part of George Michael's band, as many others. We've got Tuca Milan, who is an incredible percussionist from Brazil, on percussion. Myself, I'll play bass and keyboards and such. Like we mentioned, Kedma, who will be out front as well. And, you know, we're just going to go in there. We have a saxophonist who's one of the top in the world. His name is Jamie Michael Harris. And we just can't wait to go in there and just jam, you know, have a good old time.
And I guess getting hold of those guys is always a bit of a challenge. Have you got them booked in for any other dates?
We're playing the Soho Jazz Festival at the Court in Soho, and that is on the 13th of September. Yeah, that's going to be a very special gig because it's the first time they've had the Soho Jazz Festival at that level. So we're looking forward to that one too.
Also, the singers, Mo, who've you got?
Yeah, we have. I'm really excited because our lead singer is one of the best, and her name is Kedma. She's actually here. Like I persuaded her to come. So, you know, we've worked together quite a bit, and she's actually part of the album and stuff. But you know, I'm just happy to have her here.
So, Kedma, tell me, what have you been up to over the summer?
Oh, it's been busy. I always say, we're singing wherever anyone will have us.
Yeah,
but no, it's been great. It's been really busy. Where have we been, Mo? We were at the 606 Club the night before last.
A couple nights ago,
which was great.
True.
We've been all over, haven't we?
Yeah.
But the 7th is going to be great because we haven't, although we've done duo stuff there, we haven't been there with a full band yet. So it's going to be something a bit different for Brick at Wood.
And what songs are you planning to play that night?
We have been requested a song, actually, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously Mo was in Earth, Wind and Fire, so we've been requested by someone who frequents there for Fantasy.
Yeah, Earth, Wind and Fire, Fantasy. That'll definitely be on. We're going to do some originals too, though.
Yeah,
some of our own stuff. And a lot of, you know, funk and jazz and soul standards, we'll say. Just stuff that you all know, Chaka Khan and Aretha Franklin and, you know, a bunch of Average White Band, on and on.
So that's all happening next week at the Brickhead Wood Social Club. Go get your tickets. Up to 150 they can take, so you only want to get in quick there. But going back to the EP, I gather you managed to get Roberta Flack to sing on one of your tracks.
Roberta is a very special family member to me because she's actually my daughter's godmother. So she's very close to me. And several years back, she recorded one of the songs that I've written called Now That I Found You, and just did a beautiful job with it. It's funny. It was actually kind of a trade because I'd done something for Roberta, a little favor, and she asked me, you know, well, what can I do for you in return? And I was like, okay, here's what you can do for me. Can you sing my song for me? And we went into a studio in New York, Avatar Studios, and the whole Roberta Flack band recorded it, and she just graciously sang. It's never been released with Roberta singing, and I think it's actually very special because at this point, Roberta is kind of on the part of her career where she's not really touring and not singing as, you know, like she used to. So it'll be great to kind of just put something out that, you know, that I think is a really good song for the legend that she is.
Well, it's a wonderful song, and we've got it right here. Thanks, everyone, for coming. It really is appreciated, and the music's beautiful. And
thank you, dude.
I look forward to next Saturday.
Likewise, so are we.
Fantastic.
on bended wing, I'd fly up to the heavens with no melody to sing. Then you can